Joining me in KRDO's Afternoon News studio, President and CEO of the Downtown Partnership, Susan Edmondson. And Susan, the big question is three letters. Why?
Oh, I thought it was going to be four letters for park, but three letters for why is a good place to start. So we're here today to talk about some of the changes with the city's parking system enterprise.
And there is always a sort of a philosophy behind that. It's about, yeah. You know, for the business owner, it's about turning inventory over and making sure that the customers are able to come and go and access their businesses, especially if they're on metered streets and maybe not that close to garages. On the business owner side of things. And then on the city side of things, you've got to also have turnover and parking. And you need to have revenue sufficient to take care of the parking infrastructure. So what is behind the 2020 increase in parking meter fees and garage fees?
Sure. So, and let me also back up to say, you know, I'm here speaking as Downtown Partnership, and obviously these changes involve us. These are changes that are made through the city. We're not part of the city. Mm-hmm. This is the city's parking enterprise. And I do think it's important to point out, because I've seen a lot of misinformation out there. A parking enterprise, like other enterprises of the city, is like a self-sustaining business of the city. So when you put money in a parking meter, or if you pay to park in a municipal garage, that money goes back into the parking enterprise for improvements, creation of new parking, new technology, things along those lines. It does not go to the city's general fund, nor do taxpayer dollars go into the parking enterprise. It's like any business. It maintains what it needs to do, and it grows as market demand grows and supports that. So as folks know, certainly a lot of changes going on downtown, really positive changes, new businesses, new restaurants, new companies coming in, and especially lots of new apartments, new hotels. That does create changes that have to be managed. One of the trends we see, a lot more evening activity downtown. We have the largest concentration of locally owned restaurants in all of Southern Colorado. So our evenings seen with our great restaurants and cultural attractions really growing. So not just daytime shopping, evening use. And so we wanted to be able to manage the increased usage downtown in the evenings. But then also things like these new apartments, new hotels. Well, think about it. When you're in a hotel, and if those evening meters stop at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening, are you going to pay that hotel fee to park your car for the night? Or if you realized you could park on the street, pay $1 and keep your car there all night in front of that restaurant that other patrons are trying to get to, or that movie theater, or whatever the case may be. So you're absolutely right what you said. Parking meters are there to create multiple opportunities for people to access a place of business throughout a handful of hours. So that's why parking meters exist. If they weren't there, it's not about just making lots of money for something. It's to provide opportunities for people to have a chance for close-in parking to a business versus, say, that office employee or that evening worker who all evening long is taking those sort of coveted spaces up front because that meter's not there, or the pricing or the hours are not there to create that churn. So that's much of the thinking behind expanding to these evening hours with these new evening changes. Now, what I'll say for the rates and what the city has said, that is absolutely true. We have not increased rates in our downtown in 14 years. So we're talking about going from $1 to $1.25 in sort of the core of downtown. As you expand just slightly a few blocks out of that, then those rates also sort of decrease. So there will still be places that are 75 cents, you know, so it's kind of a three-tier system, and the most in-demand area is that $1.25 area, and then slightly tiered out from that. And I'll be frank, and I'm not talking about big cities. We're not trying to compare ourselves to big cities. I go to mid-sized cities and cities smaller than Colorado Springs, and that's what urban areas are, because you got a lot of people in a concentrated amount of space, high demand for those kinds of things. So $1.25 to me still is much lower than I see in almost any mid-sized smaller city that I go to.
I'm kind of smiling because I'm so old. I can remember parking meters where you put a penny in.
You know, one time in looking through some old boxes in a warehouse or whatever, we found some little marketing brochures about pay a penny or something. Long, long time ago. Yeah.
So this increase is set. It's approved. It's in operation already. We're seeing an increase also in parking garage fees. And all generally the adjustment of hours, the expansion of those hours meant to create opportunity and by bringing about churn, as you describe it.
Sure. And I will say the parking garage increases have been incredibly modest. And what I think is most important for everyone to remember in all of this is the three city municipal parking garages are still $1, not per hour, $1 all evening, $1 all day Saturday, $1 all day Sunday. And just by example, this past weekend, on Saturday afternoon into early evening, I went to Kimball's Movie Theater, wonderful locally owned movie theater, ordered myself a Bristol beer because I love Winter Warlock, got my local beer, saw Little Women, I cried a lot. And then my friend and I went next door to La Baguette, had a bite to eat, so that was also more than your 2 hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. In either direction from Kimball's, there is a parking garage one block north and one block south. No further walking distance than if you were at the multiplex and walking across a big surface parking lot or sure. going to a mall. So for $1, I was able to have a long, lengthy experience with friends, go to a movie, go out for a great bite to eat at a locally owned restaurant. And it was super convenient and easy because those parking garages are nearby and incredibly still ridiculously affordable.
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful thing. Susan Edmondson, president and CEO of the Downtown Partnership. You and I have known each other for a long time. This is our first time out doing radio together. We've got to do more.
I would love that anytime. There's so many fun, interesting things going on downtown, and it is a lot of change. So I acknowledge change is tough, but this is all because we're getting all these great new things going on. So we just got to manage that appropriately.
Yeah, we are. Our downtown is alive and thriving.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It's a wonderful
place. And there's more good stuff to come.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.